sir.
Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Now, here's your host, entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for motivation, personal growth, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Danny Cole, and guys, before we get started, I just want to tell you, thank you for tuning in, thank you for being part of the family. I love you, I appreciate you, and because of that, every single show that we do, we're going to bring you 100% valued content, and today's show is going to be no different. I'm excited about today's show, because as most people know, I like interviewing fighters, right? Whether they're fighters now or they fought in the past, because fighters make great entrepreneurs, right? Because they know how to give 110% no matter what. They know how to get hit and keep pushing forward. They know there's going to be struggles, but there's also victory on the other side of that. So they're always great entrepreneurs. So today's show, folks, you're going to love it. We have got the owner of Big Paul's Lawn Service, Paul Peterson. And as you already know, this man here was a pro MMA fighter. So he was amazing. So without further ado, we're just going to jump right into it because it's a great show. Paul, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, yeah, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you made it. I know we tried to do it last week, dude. Things came up business-wise, as we know, because, dude, business is always number one in life, period. You got to make sure that business takes care of the bills, you take care of that, and then everything else is easy.
Right.
Yeah. Well, dude, before we get started, man, tell our listeners a little bit about you, man. Tell them, you know, your story.
Well, I grew up in East Point. I've lived there practically all my life. Up until I was 14, well, not all my life, but until I was 14, then I moved to Fairburn out to the country with my dad. Finished high school, graduated, went out, did my thing, lived the streets, went out on the streets for a little while, partying, and then you grow up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I grew up a little bit. I was up and down, went work for my dad doing landscaping, lawn care. And, you know, he's the one who kind of guided me on the way to where I'm at now. You know, I kind of look up to him to where I need to be. And he retired like 3 years ago.
And from lawn care?
Landscaping and lawn care.
Okay, cool.
And then he tried to get me in it, and I just wasn't ready at the time. So, you know, I was working for somebody doing fire protection, sprinkler systems, doing inspection, stuff like that. So finally, I just got to the point where I said, you know what, I want to work for myself. You know, I'm the type, I don't want to work. I got that mentality that I want to be my own boss.
There you go.
So just started buying equipment, doing stuff a little bit on the side.
Now, real quick question, all right? Now, let our listeners know as far as, all right, so like I said, you were running a little wild before, running the streets, being a young man, doing the thing, right? But when did your dad talk to you about taking over the business or getting into the business? And when did you decide that you wanted to get into it, that you wanted to do it on your own? Like, how old were you? How long did it take for things to kind of calm down and you realize, hey, this is it?
Well, I started when I was 15, started working on and off. And he kept telling me, as I was probably early 30s, he's like, you need to start your own business. You know, you can do it. And then I wasn't ready. And then at the time, he was like, I'm about to retire, you know, but you think about taking over the business. And I was like, well, I wasn't really into it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and he made good money. He was wealthy at it.
Nice.
And
now, how long did your dad do it?
He did it for 35 years.
Dang, dude. So he had a lot of accounts. This man was good,
wasn't
he?
Yeah, and he offered all that to me.
Dude, Paul, what were you thinking, dude?
I wasn't thinking at the time.
Yeah, dude, that's it's God's timing, dude, with everything. You know what I mean? It really is.
Yeah, and then now he kind of helps me out a little bit, you know. Sometimes he's like, you know, he'll be like, I need help with this. He's like, he'll tell me I forgot. But really, he's wanting me to do it on my own.
Yeah.
He didn't really forget. He just, you can figure it out. You know, you don't need my help. You figure it out. You're pretty positive what you do, and you'll figure it out. But if he does, if I really need his help, he'll come in and help me.
There you go. That's a good daddy.
Yeah.
Now, so you've been doing this for a little while, so I'm going to kind of backtrack for a moment because this is something I always like asking everybody's on the show. Now, being an entrepreneur, right? So I see it runs in the family. Your dad was an entrepreneur, did it on his own for 35 years. Now, is being an entrepreneur, is that something that you knew you always wanted to be? Or what, I mean, when you was younger, did you want to do corporate world? Like, what were you thinking when you were younger?
Well, no, I always wanted to be in the military. Like,
really?
Like, I've always thought when I get older, I want to be in the military. Never thought about being an entrepreneur, nothing like that. Like, you know, we was talking earlier.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a Navy SEAL.
Dude, they're the baddest boys out there.
Yeah,
man.
And you know, and I was always, but I think watching them when I was like younger, looking at them, reading about them, that always gave me that drive. I think that's kind of that, and you know, that mentality, that tough mentality. I've always been that way, and I always wanted to emulate them guys. You know,
gotcha.
So I would go out there and play Army man, run in the creek, hide in the bushes. You know, and you know. Rambo, you know, jump out of the trees and stuff like that.
Dude, we did the same thing when I was a kid. Yeah. So yeah.
So, but you know, it never happened. So, but I think that mentality, the Navy SEAL mentality.
Now, why didn't it happen?
Why didn't it happen?
Yeah, like it's something you wanted to do, right? So, is there a reason it didn't happen? You just didn't follow it. Like, what's the deal?
Well, I had a high school sweetheart, and I didn't want to leave.
Nah, dude, you ain't the only one, man. You ain't the only one.
No.
Like we talked off air, you know, it was right out of high school. I had gotten married. I got married real young, and I'm not married anymore. But I got married real young, and I was going to go to the Marines, man. And it was like 2 or 3 weeks before ship out date. And she was like, "Dude, no, I don't want you going. It's 13 weeks. And, you know, we're young in love at the time." So she's like, "No, I don't want you going." Didn't go. So same thing. I didn't go to the military. You didn't go to the military. See how women do you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So for younger guys, you know, you younger guys just. Look at that and think about the future, you know.
Oh, now, with the lawn care, I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, dude. There's a lot of information I want to get from you and, you know, just kind of learn. Now, was that your first business you ever did? Because I know with me, I tried a couple, failed at several and did well at some. So, was that your very first one?
I was personal training for a little while.
Cool.
So, that was kind of like a side business I did when I was, you know, competing and fighting. That's kind of, you know, my extra income.
Gotcha.
You know, so, and then I did a little bit of security, and gotcha. I did that on the side also. But far as like business breaking out on my, this is, if you want to call it, yeah, my first business.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, folks, if you don't know real quick, if you haven't seen Paul's picture, Paul's a big boy. That's why the company's Big Paul's Lawn Service. Paul, how tall are you?
6'1".
6'1", you weigh
260.
This boy is solid, guys. So yeah, I can see how you're doing security. You're beefed up. I can see how you're doing personal training and everything. And you did MMA for a while too, right?
I sure did.
And how'd you get into that?
I got into some friends from school, you know. Corey Ness Hutton on, you know them guys.
Yeah.
Non Wynn, Tom Wynn. All them guys got me into it. I went in there. I went to Non's house one day, and he's like, I was sitting there like, I can do that. And they're like, oh, you can't do it. I said, I know I can do it. Well, they invited me in there. So I never stopped.
Nice.
Just kept doing it and just kept having that drive. And they pushed me along, and they was like, yeah, you got some potential, you know. So, and I enjoyed it. I loved it.
And you did it for how many years?
About 10 years.
Nice.
Yeah, about 10 years. And actually, that helped. I was going through a lot of problems, like confidence problems before that. And I tell you what, that helped me. It made me a better person. It made me who I am today. Like, I'm calmer now. I'm like, I don't get offended by a lot of stuff. It helped my confidence.
Now, that's something I want to ask me. That's something I talk to a lot of guys about. And when I manage a gym, I talk to a lot of people that were, you know, in great shape, good-looking guys, good-looking women. And, dude, 88 to 95%, like, it's huge, bro. Most of them have confidence issues. They did not feel good about themselves. And looking at you, man, you're a good-looking dude. You're a big dude. I wouldn't thought that about you. Like what was something that, you know, what was causing that, do you think?
I think, you know, a lot of stuff you carry from your childhood, you know, up to when you're grown, you know, people make fun of you. Like, I had a big nose. So I was like, and I always, the bullies would say that, you know, like, okay, you know, I'm tired of getting made fun of. You. People make fun of you, your shoes, if you're poor, what you wear. But, you know, as I got older, I was like, you know, I got to do something, you know. I got to do something, you know. I got to get my mind off this, all these insecurities I brought with me. And mixed martial arts helps that.
Nice.
Me. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you a little bit about me as soon as I ask this question here. So, like, how old were you, man? Like, when you...
Excuse me, then.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Sounds like to me he want to kick somebody's ass.
Yeah. Everybody's in there sparring with, yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
I had to let it all out.
So, how old were you, man? Like, whenever you got in the MMA and you started feeling more confident about yourself and just feeling better, you know?
Well, I got into, you know, I had that, you know, you always had that street fight mentality, you know, but not, I didn't do a lot, but you always thought that you was tough, you know, growing up. Well, around, I think around 28, I started getting into the MMA. I got into it a little late, but I always would watch it and study it. But I learned really quick, and it was from the guys I was around, you know.
Gotcha.
And I caught on really quick, and you know, I loved it.
There you go. It kind of turned everything around for you, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. It helped me who I am today, actually.
That's awesome.
Because everybody, when they see me, they're like, oh, you the MMA guy. You know, back in the day, you know, the posters were around. Everybody knows who you are, you know.
That's a pretty cool feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a cool feeling. It's like you're like a celebrity.
But look, there goes Big Paul, dude. I saw your fight last weekend. You know, everybody's like wanting to talk to you, high five you.
Yeah, Big Paul. Yeah, and that's how I kind of got the name of the company. Everybody would say Big Paul, Big Paul. And when people said, oh, Big Paul, I said, so it was catchy.
Yeah.
So that's how I kind of come up with my name, too, you know.
There you go. That's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, because I'm talking about not having confidence, right? And something you dealt with, and talking about being poor, not having the right shoes on, or getting made fun of, bro. That was my story. You know, I grew up very poor, had a family, big family, a lot of love, but not a lot of money, dude. You know, it was thrift store clothes all the time. Grew up, you know, out there in Rico, which is Chat Hills now.
Right.
And yeah, dude, just. I always got made fun of throughout elementary school, middle school, and it wasn't until high school when I started doing sports and different things that things started to change. So sports and athletics helped out with me as well. But it wasn't like you. It wasn't until my mid-late 20s when I really started coming to my own. Mm-hmm. Like, just forgetting everything in the past, because the past does not equal the future. You know what I mean? We got to create who we want to be and what we want to be. And it's our thoughts, our mindset is everything. So that's kind of when I started changing, dude. So, yeah, you and I got a lot in common. That's pretty cool.
And I think you can do that at any age, because I was kind of like you call a late bloomer, I guess. You know, like some people do it at 20. It took me a while, you know, to do it, you know, because, you know, there was a lot of distractions there. But anybody can do anything at any age. Just because a lot of people say, oh, I'm too old to do that. You're not too old to do it, you know. As long as you're living, you can still do something, you know.
Y'all, that right there is a bomb. I mean, that right there is a ton of wisdom in what he's telling you. Because, again, like he said, it does not matter what age you are. You can be very young and be successful and create a new you. You can be 80 years old and start over and become a brand new you. It does not matter your age. What matters is what you think about yourself and what you're going to do, period. Put one foot in front of the other. Keep making those small little habit changes, and you will get to where you want to go, period.
That's it. The small habit changes. You got to start small things, because you can't overwhelm yourself. You know, you try to change everything right. It's not going to happen all at one time.
No.
That's exactly what I've been doing, the small habit changes.
Yep. Dude, that's one thing. I just finished a book, and it talks about habits, right? And that's all the research I've been doing, scientific and practical application, dude. It's all small. Like you said, when people try to change too many things at one time, you get overwhelmed and you're not going to do it, right? So they say, like, let's say working out. If somebody wants to create the habit of working out, like I said, you got to start small. Start with doing 5 minutes of workout a day, not an hour, not even 30 minutes. You know, start out with 5 minutes. Make sure it's a habit that you're working out, whether it's 3 days a week, 5 days a week, two, whatever. Make sure it's a habit. And then increase that time once you're that type of person who works out all the time. So it's those little things like that, and there's a ton. You'll get a lot of information in my book. I'll tell you more about that next week, just so make sure you're going to be listening. But, yeah, Paul, it's the little habits, dude, that make all the difference, man.
Small steps. Even in business, you know, I don't want to grow quickly. I want to grow, but not quickly, overnight. I want to keep going, keep getting that reputation of being – your communication is everything. You got to communicate with your customers, and then your name will get out there. You know, it's just like small steps.
Yep.
And then eventually, my dream is to be big out there.
There you go. Okay. You know? So with that there being said, so what areas I want, you know, we're going to talk more about what you cover, how they can contact you. But right now, like, what area are you covering? And then what do you see as far as the future? Like, where do you plan on going?
I cover South Fulton County areas, Fairburn, Carrollton, Fayetteville, Coweta.
Perfect.
Counties.
Yeah, that's a pretty big area, man. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Mm-hmm. Now, so as far as, let's say, future-wise, because right now you want to keep it small, right? So keep doing those areas. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself in 5 years being at least five trucks on the road. At least five trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to, like my dad, he had a lot of trucks on the road once. He said, you don't want to overwhelm yourself. It starts getting a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Have me a secretary, you know, having good people working for me. That is where I don't have to do the physical work anymore. I want to be out there and get the work and supply work to other people. You know what I'm saying? That's where I want to be at.
That's it. And dude, a lot of things, man, I talk to a lot of business owners. Getting the right help is like the biggest thing. Now, do you have helpers now? Are you doing everything on your own? Like, is it just you? Like, what's going on with you?
I have helpers now. I have a couple of people I help. You know, I'll call them. They'll help me.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple,
they're pretty dependable and always there for you.
Yeah, they're pretty dependable.
Good. Well, good people attract good people.
Good people. Listen, one of them has a military background also, and I got a female works with me also, and she works just as good as all the males, you know.
She's, oh, good deal, dude.
She can work.
Nice. So get her out there, get her a truck.
Yeah, get her a truck too.
Now getting the accounts, like I said, so you just started. You didn't take over your dad's business. You didn't take over those accounts. So you kind of started just from scratch, right?
Just started from scratch.
Now, is it something, man, that's as far as the people listeners listening, they want to know, you know, how to start businesses, you know, the things you got to look out for, the troubles and stuff like that. So when you start out, is it a lot of money to start out with? Is it difficult to get a loan? Like, what has to take place in the beginning?
Really, I think you gotta have, credit is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to have good credit to get out there and finance some of your equipment to get.
Oh, yeah.
So then that's what I did. I financed equipment. I started off small. You go get what you need, and then you slowly add more equipment into your company, you know.
Yeah.
Like when you make money, you go buy an extra blower, buy an extra mower, you know, and that's what you do. You slowly invest in your company a little bit at a time with equipment.
Dude, sitting right there, that was something smart, guys. Again, that's another nugget of wisdom. A lot of people, when they're starting with a business and they start seeing income coming in, they want to go out and start buying, you know, whether it's a car, they want to go out, jewelry, clothes, going out to all these, you know, fancy restaurants. And it's not, dude. The way you're going to grow your business is just what you're talking about. Reinvesting it in your business, getting better equipment, getting more equipment, growing your business, because that's what's going to eventually have more income coming in, where, you know, it's like, I got money over here to do this, money over here to do that, do whatever you want.
Your business, your tools and your equipment is what's going to make your money.
Yeah.
It's making, so you got to invest in it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. The mowers, dude. I mean, they're a couple $1,000 a piece.
They're more than that, about $10,000.
Oh yeah, I was thinking three. Really?
No, they're about $10,000.
Okay, dang, dude.
Yeah,
I know the blowers are a couple $100 a piece.
Well, they're about $500.
All right,
so they go up there.
All right, guys. Apparently, it was inflation last time I looked at numbers.
Yeah, they get up there. That's the good quality stuff, you know.
Yeah. Man, well, dude, quality tools is going to be quality work.
Yeah, though. You got to have the good stuff.
Now, so starting out, did you just knock door to door? Did you put something on Facebook? How did you start out?
I put stuff on Facebook. I started doing, you know, the Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
And
did those work pretty good for you?
Those worked out decent for me. And then I got on Google, got somebody set me up a Google account. I've got some offers from Google. And then the boosts on the Facebook boost,
mm-hmm.
Those have helped a lot.
Nice.
And word of mouth. And that's and then, you know, people that I know, because I know a lot of people from there.
Yeah.
You know, people I know reach out to me, and it just word of mouth just goes out. And most of my clients are from 60 to 80 years old.
Really?
Yeah. So
there you go.
And, you know, like my dad said, you know, they know an honest person. You got to be honest.
Yeah.
And they can see right through this honesty. They've been living a long time. And they have gotten me customers also.
That's awesome.
And I enjoy working for, you know, the stories. Then you got some of them you'll talk. I'll talk for an hour.
Yeah.
And you'll learn a lot of stuff from them. And I enjoy that part of my job.
Yeah, dude, I've been to retirement communities before and talking to the old people. And that's something that, like you said, just the stories they've got to tell you, the wisdom that they have, dude, is amazing. And I enjoy talking to them, like, for hours. Like, it was really cool.
Yeah, Miss Reeves was one of my first customers.
Over in Peachtree City?
Some of the Reeves we went to high school
with. Oh, okay, yeah, different. Okay, yeah.
So, she was one of my first customers, and I love her to death. Me and her can sit out there and talk. We're friends.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she was one of the customers I love going to. And we sit there and talk, and I mean, that's the part of my job I love.
Yeah.
I look forward to going, you know, some people, you know, talking to customers. And then, you know, she's been real good to me.
Do you see, that's awesome. And
yeah.
Again, and guys, everybody listening right now, that's customer service right there. You know, you can't just go in, cut and leave, because anybody can cut grass, you know, anybody get out there and do the landscaping, lawn, stuff like that. Anybody can sell whatever, but the communication, the customer service aspect of it all is what really matters. And, dude, I feel like that a lot of people gotten away from customer service. It's trying to be so automated now. But when you have that customer service like you're talking about right there, dude, that's where you really grow your business, because they know you care.
Right. And that's – I've gotten a lot of – when I go to some customers, they're like, well, they stop calling me. They stop communicating with me. So that's the main thing, is communication. You know, if you're not going to be there, let them know you're not going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, you might get a rain delay. You get rain delay sometimes, but still, you got to communicate, because everybody needs their yard cut. So they want to make sure that they want to make sure you're there and may have a party that weekend or something. So communication is the best. You know.
So with my next question, man, I think I already kind of know the answer. Like, what do you think is the biggest problem in your field, and like, what's the biggest reason people fail?
I think a lot of people will do the $25 cuts.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of these guys don't have insurance. They're not licensed insured. You know, I think that takes away from the guys that are trying to make a living at it. Mm-hmm. I think. And you get what you pay for.
You know,
if you get a window, if somebody busts a window, the homeowner is going to have to pay for it, because you got this $25 guy. Which, you know, I'm the guy that's going to come in there and I'm going to be dependable, and I'm going to make sure your job is done right. And if I break something, I'm going to fix it. My insurance is going to fix it. That's one of the aggravators. In the business.
No, I bet. Yeah, you got guys that are just trying to undercut, just get 25, like you said, 25 per yard, knocking a couple of them out. But if something goes wrong, if they shoot a rock out and hit a car, hit a window,
mm-hmm.
Who's going to take care of that? Yeah, they're not.
They're not. Mm-hmm. They don't make enough money at it.
No.
So the owner, homeowner's going to have to take care of it. And I don't think a lot of homeowners, they don't really realize that at the time until it happens, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them don't. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you don't know there's a problem until there's a problem. And it's like, you can't take care of this guy paying $25, or you're paying $25 for it. He saved you some money, but he cost you a heck of a lot more.
Yeah, $200-$300.
Golly. Yeah, that stuff adds up.
Yeah, it sure does.
Now, let's see here. I've got a question, man. It was, all right, so with your business, right, what's like one of the biggest struggles? All right, well, let's go with business or personally. What's one of the biggest struggles you faced, and what did you learn from it?
The biggest struggles I face is getting out of bed in the morning is one of them.
Really?
Yeah, you got, because when you're self-employed, you're like, sometimes you want to lay in that bed, you know?
Yeah.
But you want to lay in that bed, and it's like, I got to get up. You make yourself get up. You got to, because you can if you want to, lay there as long as you want to.
I'm not going to, I've been guilty of that sometimes.
Yeah, you know. That's probably one of the biggest struggles in business, I guess.
It is for a lot of people, because once you start making some money, right, and all the bills are taken care of, money's coming in, it's like, okay, I can sleep until 10, 11 o'clock, just hang out in the bed, watch TV. But then really you're missing money. You're missing out on the business growing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you got to get out of bed, get the day over with, you know. Because you don't know what you're going to run into either. You know, your equipment may break. You got to fix.
Yeah.
So if you start too late, you know.
Now, have you been out there on a job and equipment go, like, did something break on you?
I've had tires bust, flat tire. But I have a trailer. I got everything in it.
Oh, dude,
I have everything in my trailer. I can live in it if I wanted to.
All right, so y'all listening right there. So if Paul's out there doing your lawn, something goes wrong, this man can take care of it, period, because he's going to get that job done. If you've got an event going on, you got a birthday party, it's going to look good.
That's it.
It's going to be taken care of.
Quality work.
That's it. Now, Let me ask you another something. This is something that I always like asking people. Like, what's the most important thing you've learned in life?
The important thing I learned in life was just honesty. That's one of the most important. You got to be honest. Because people will, like my dad says, he said, you lie to somebody, they're going to know it. Mm-hmm. Especially like these. He said, the best thing, even if it hurts their feeling, tell them, just if you can't make something, if you can't make it somewhere, just tell them you can't make it, because, you know, they may get angry, but as long as you know you're telling them the truth, nothing else can be said.
They can always trust you, no matter what. Yeah.
Even though if they get mad or not, as long as you know that you're telling them the truth.
You know? No, like I said, that kind of goes both ways. You know, you can sleep good at night because you're being honest, you're taking care of them. And like you said, whether they get mad or not, hell, do they know that, well, all right, this guy's being honest, so no matter what's going on, you're going to tell them the truth.
Right.
If this is the best price on the job, just, you're telling the truth. If you can be there, you're telling the truth. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or if you can't be there, tell them the truth, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and they may get mad about it, but as long as you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you sit there and tell them, you know, I can't be there because something else happened, they see you riding around town, you know.
They see you over there at the wing spot having a beer and eating some wings.
Exactly.
Now, have you ever had a client, man, just like get really mad because you couldn't show up because something happened?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, one day it rained.
Yeah.
And then the grass was real wet. They had a lot of trees on the embankment on the hill. And if you cut that, if you're on the grass, that it'll make wet ridges in the grass.
Yeah.
I'm like, ma'am, I'm just not going to, if I made ridges in your yard, you're going to be mad at me. But she's mad, you got angry because I didn't come.
Really?
She wanted grass cut. I said, well, I'd rather you get mad at me than the yard look terrible. And so, yes, she actually.
Did you keep her as a client?
She actually got rid of me.
Really?
Yeah, I said, ma'am, I said, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm not messing your grass up.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I mean, because she would have got mad if I, you know.
Yeah, you cut my grass, you knew better, you're a professional.
Yeah.
Like, get that $25 guy. I'm being a professional telling you I can't do it because it's not going to be a good job.
And that was the only one.
Really?
That's the only one that I have. And maybe she's wanting.
It could have been a bad day, man.
Yeah, you know.
You know, everybody goes through different things in life. We don't know the struggles people are faced. Whether, you know, she could have somebody pass away or something that day.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You never know.
Yeah, she could have just been, you know, an a-hole. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, oh, well. The thing is, again, you learn. If you've only had, like, pretty much really one bad customer, dude, you attract good people, man.
Yeah. You know, you got those, you know, that. People not all, you know, always want, you know, that's the thing about putting them quotes, that sometimes they disagree with it, you know.
Yeah.
But you give a quote what you think you're worth.
Yeah.
You know what you're worth. You know, you don't want to sell yourself short, you know. You know, like,
now I got a question. Now, as far as like this kind of the sales aspect of it, right? So if somebody says, like, let's say you give me a quote and I'm like, all right, Paul, dude, this is kind of high, man. And I just kind of look at you. What do you normally tell them?
I'll kind of break it down for them. I kind of tell them the ins and outs. And I tell myself, you know, because basically in the lawn care, the owner gets $75 an hour, basically. So you go by however how long it takes to do the job.
Yeah.
And I was told they don't want to hear that, but I kind of tell them that because I feel like I need to tell them that.
Yeah.
And so they'll kind of, you know, understand, you know. And then, but sometimes I will work out a deal with them, you know.
Yeah,
I'll say, well, let's just do it like this because they seem like a good customer, you know.
Yeah. Because one thing, like, again, man, I've been in sales over 20 years, and one thing that, you know, tip of advice right here, when you just start out and kind of make it easier for us. So, if, like, if you're telling me, hey, Danny, man, this is kind of pricey, I'm like, hey, you know, hey, Paul, I agree with you, man. It might be a little bit more than another quote that you've gotten, and you always use the word and. So, it's the agreement frame and the word and. Hey, Paul, I agree with you. And the reason mine's going to be a little more expensive than the guy down the street is because, and talk about the quality and what you're giving. I always do the agreement frame, not the word but, because that separates you two,
mm-hmm.
but use the word and. Say, look, man, and this is why. And show them all what you're going to do for them. It kind of changes, like, basically the thinking in their brain. And nine times out of ten, I've closed deals left and right because of that.
And so, you know, that's the thing. This is all learning. I mean, you learn something every day.
Oh, yeah.
You don't, sometimes there is no. You don't know the right way, but you'll learn, like you just said. I just learned something just now from you.
I'll tell you what, I've got a sales book at the house, bro, and I know you don't look too far from me. I'll get you that sales book, okay. And it's got a lot of different closes in there. And it's just, but think of the way I've always sold is always being honest, straightforward, but there's ways you can, you know, cater certain words to get the right response. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, tell you what, man, time's closing down. So before, you know, we're closed, I want to make sure, dude, you tell everybody how they get in contact with you. Like, again, tell them what areas you that you cover and how they get in contact with you, all of your pages, everything.
Yeah, you can contact me on Google, Big Paul's Lawn Service, or Facebook, Big Paul's Lawn Service also. Can I give out a number?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My number is 770-519-6411. And then reach me, and I'll come out there and give you a free quote.
Now, you're on Facebook, too, though, right?
Yeah, Facebook. Look on Facebook, Big Paul's Lawn Service.
There you go. So, yeah, Google search Big Paul's Lawn Service. Go to Facebook, Big Paul's Lawn Service. And also, you've got his phone number he just gave out to you. Give it to him one more time.
770-519-6411.
All right. And Derwin, real quick, how much time do we got left, man?
Go right ahead, Dan.
Now, I was going to ask Paul, you know, dude, what keeps you motivated, dude? Because, again, a lot of people's got different things that motivate them. Like, what is your why? What keeps you motivated?
Happiness.
Love it.
Happiness. I want to be happy.
Dude, I love that. That's a great answer,
one.
Man.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good, dude. A lot of people, it's money, it's this, that, and the other, but no, it's happiness.
That's it. Number one thing is happiness.
I love it. All right, folks. So, everybody, you heard right now, a phenomenal show with Paul Peterson. This man is a great dude, great guy. If you need any kind of lawn service done, give this man a call, contact him. He'll give you great service, great price, and you will get the job done perfectly. All right, folks, as always, I want you to know that you are amazing. You can do it, and remember, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.
Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keeping on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Full circle.